This is VOA News. Here remote, I'm Melissa Milton. A new study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 in the United States. The CDC said on Tuesday that the death rate for those who contracted the virus was highest for those 80 years and older and lowest among children 9 years and younger. In cases where the ethnicity of coronavirus victims was known, the CDC said 33% were Hispanic, 22% were Black, and 1.3% were American Indian or Alaska Native. Those are all disproportionately bigger shares compared by their representation in the U.S. population. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predict tens of thousands more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. The CDC study covered the time between January 22nd, which was the first confirmation of a U.S. coronavirus case, and May the 30th. During that period, the CDC said the number of hospitalizations was 6 times higher and deaths 12 times higher among those with underlying health issues. The largest were cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and chronic lung disease. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at about the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or to die from the illness. The spread of the pandemic is far from over in the United States. 21 states are reporting an increasing number of cases, and health officials have voiced great concern about group events like President Trump's political rally on Saturday and the